听力课堂,听class.com.
Hello everybody and welcome back to justvocabulary.com. Hope y'all enjoyed the weekend. It's a sunny day in Cape Town and it's time for the following two GRE words.
Repudiate
and
precedent.
We'll also announce today's $5 discount voucher winner. But first,
repudiate.
Lisa repudiated her former opinion when she realized she was misled.
Repudiate.
Joanne repudiated the accusations against her and filed a countersuit in response to the charges.
Repudiate.
Frank decided to repudiate the debt because he was financially irresponsible and wasn't concerned with his credit standing.
Repudiate.
The verb repudiate is spelled R-E-P-U-D-I-A-T-E.
Repudiate.
What does it mean? To repudiate means to refuse to recognize the truth or validity of something. That means you reject something as untrue or unjust. The underlying idea of the word repudiate is that of rejection. It comes from the Latin repudium, which means divorce. So to refuse to accept something as valid or true is to repudiate it. If you believe that something is completely unfounded or unjust, you can repudiate it simply by disregarding it. In my example sentence about Frank, Frank decided to repudiate the debt. Here, when you repudiate a debt, it means you're essentially disregarding or refusing to acknowledge your debt. Mind you, it's not the wisest thing you can do. But then again, Frank is very irresponsible when it comes to money. If you're being charged of something, you can repudiate the charge. That means you're ignoring the charge or you're rejecting it. You're saying it's not true. Example, Mark vigorously repudiated the charge that he had lied on his resume. Okay, some synonyms, reject, abjure, or deny, or renounce, and two antonyms, recognize and acknowledge. Okay, let's move on to our next word.
Precedent.
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 The lawyer cited several precedents when making his case.
Precedent.
But in an unprecedented move, the judge declared the man insane.
Unprecedented.
Some politicians fear that agreeing to the concession would set a dangerous precedent.
Precedent.
The conditions have changed. With the current credit crisis, we need to come up with new, untested solutions. Unfortunately, the past is not much of a precedent.
Precedent.
The word precedent is spelled P-R-E-C-E-D-E-N-T.
Precedent.
What does it mean? Precedent, as a noun, refers to an action or decision from the past that can be used as an example for the future. It can also refer to an established custom or practice. Example, would it be breaking with precedent for the bride to make a speech?
Precedent.
A precedent can also refer to a law which has been established by previous legal decisions. So, the lawyer cited several precedents when making his case. Actually, I was just telling the judge what the previous court decisions were regarding this similar matter. With the word precedent, think of the related word precede, which means to go before. So, a precedent is something that has happened before and is used as an example of how something similar should be handled. For instance, that court case. You also heard the adjective unprecedented, and something that is unprecedented does not have a precedent. So something that's unprecedented has never been done before. It means you're setting a new standard or a new example. Other synonyms, instance, model, or paradigm, and two antonyms, following or descendant. Okay, and that's it for this episode. I hope you learned two new words today. Okay, and our $5 discount voucher goes to, let me see, it's Zhang from the Haibi University of Technology in China. So congratulations, Zhang, and see y'all next time. Bye-bye.